This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. No matter what you think of businesses, they're phenomenally practical. They survey the economic landscape and try to figure out how to make money. And that includes doing it at a time of rising income inequality. Companies sell to consumers at the top of the market and to ones closer to the bottom, but they're having a tough time in the middle. Nelson Schwartz wrote about this in today's New York Times, and he joins me now. Welcome to Marketplace.
Good to be here.
You know, there's this big conversation in Washington and nationally about inequality, but your story seems to show that businesses have moved beyond that and they're just taking action.
Right. That's what I found really fascinating in reporting and in writing the story is that I feel like whenever the topic of inequality comes up, it's so heated politically or ideologically between left and right. But when you talk to business people, they're not really interested in the politics. They're interested in making money and in, you know, growing their business, which is their job. There's nothing wrong with that. And they see close up what a lot of the politicians and pundits are still arguing about.
So give me an example of what that looks like.
There's a big restaurant company called Darden based in Florida. They own Olive Garden. They own Red Lobster. But they also own Capital Grill, which is more upscale. And Capital Grill is doing quite well, whereas Red Lobster and Olive Garden are having a very hard time. That's one example. If you look at casinos and gaming, the casinos in Las Vegas, like the Sands, which will appeal to, you know, higher rollers, they're doing very well. The regional casinos in places like Connecticut, upstate New York, Atlantic City are struggling. And this trend is being played out in industry after industry.
Traditionally, the wealthy are thought of as savers, and the working class, the middle class, are thought of as spenders, and that's where a lot of consumption comes from. Your story seems to contradict that. What are you hearing from economists and people you talk to?
You know, the key point is that since the recession, you know, the growth in consumption has occurred in the top 5% and to some extent the top 20%. But it's been very concentrated in those areas. So let's say you're a business and you want to gain new customers, you're going to appeal to the people who are spending more. I mean, it's as simple as that. The problem is with so much more money going to, the top 20%, less of that gets spent. It gets saved, which is not a bad thing. But in terms of economic growth, you don't get as high a level of growth than if you had income gains in that broad middle.
Tell me about the role of Amazon, e-retailers. They feel like they're replacing some of what a Sears used to do.
Right, right. What I found really interesting, again, in reporting this is you see this pattern in retailing. But as I mentioned in the story, you know, some of that is because of the rise of online retailing. I mean, JCPenney and Sears and, you know, that is part of the story in retailing. However, you're seeing the same thing in restaurants and in hotels where the internet isn't really a factor. So that's why I'm really convinced this is not just a story of, you know, the internet disrupting a traditional market.
Spin this out. What do the choices look like for people in the middle if they want to buy stuff in 2-3 years?
I mean, I think people will still have plenty of options. I don't think, you know, all these stores will go out of business, and I think upscale stores will still have lower-priced products. And what I worry about is what it says about economic growth in the long term. I mean, it's not even a question of fairness or left and right. Put that aside, you know, we want the economy to grow, and you want the broadest swath of the population doing well in order to have growth. It's just not as good for the country. I have a 6-month-old daughter. I mean, I want her to grow up in a time of prosperity and growing economy, not in more of a third world kind of have and have not situation.
Nelson Schwartz is an economics reporter for The New York Times. Thank you so much.
Great to be here.